It is estimated that 4 billion tons of food are produced annually. That level of yield requires a tremendous amount of land for growing plants and animals for human consumption. The agricultural production area worldwide is 19 million square miles. And the reality is that land is expanding every day to keep up with global consumer demand and food preference. As incomes rise in developing and emerging nations, so do increases in calorie consumption and thus the need for more food acreage. So it's no surprise that transnational corporations need to increase their territories constantly. The acquisition of agricultural land by corporations is usually called land grabbing. There are no clear front lines and there are no limits to what they require to operate. Such expansion has had negative consequences for the natural world and human populations. Local communities and indigenous people are often expelled from traditional or government-owned land for the establishment or expansion of corporate entities. Of course, there is often resistance to such government and corporate collusion by affected peoples. Many times it is the national government that forces people off the land, but corporations are also willing to intervene on their own behalf. World Power Food Inc. is willing to enforce its market domination and sustain its corporatist needs, just like nation-states with its own private armies for the defense and expansion of its territories. It is estimated that 5 million people work for private paramilitary and security companies employed by food industries around the world. According to Ideas and Discoveries magazine, since 2001, World Power Food Inc. has brought 850,000 square miles of agricultural land in developing countries under its control. Most of this land is located in 32 countries close to the equator in Asia, Africa, and South America. That is why some corporations will move to a war zone or negotiate with a weak national government to set up operations. The reasons for such corporate behavior are not surprising. Countries embroiled in civil war are more concerned for its survival, and being far away from government control makes it easy to make your own rules. And weak governments tend to be more corrupt and willing to take bribes, accept decreased wages, deprive workers of rights, abolish labor unions, and are less likely to have or enforce environmental regulations. In the past, paramilitary groups have acted like company-controlled special forces in various third world countries, intimidating any rebellious workers, and in some cases murdering members of labor unions. While these tragic events may not be under direct orders of corporate leaders, they do provide the political climate, social disruption, and economic incentives for such conflicts.